She's gonna say she's okay, but she's not. She's not. Internally, she fought to be. Otherwise, she'd be shot, shot, shot. By emotions, trauma, and by the actions and reactions of everyday interactions. She fought her battles by overdosing on a drug called suppression. She would take that daily, to morph her reality, because in all actuality, she wants to cry out to the world, save me. Save me. But her voice is the last one the world wants to hear, so she drowns in her own tears. A slow death that has a side effect of bitterness as it manifests through the years. It led her to the path of loneliness, the easiest route to create, because disappointment led to the mental shake, and craziness was an identity she would not take.
No.
So she knew she had to rise up and make the world shake. Because in her hearts of hearts, she knew the Lord made no mistakes.
No.
He took his time crafting wisdom, love, courage, beauty, and elegance. So whenever she heard "you're pretty for a black girl," she laughed at the lack of intelligence, because she recognized the ignorance, so the comments was irrelevant. Instead, she tunes into the greatness that's engraved in her. The one that made the world enraged. So they projected their foolish ideologies on her, thinking they could enslave her.
Cage bird.
She found her way out, because she allowed the power she possesses to free her from doubt.
No doubt.
Black woman, she opened up her mouth. And the world knelt and felt at their feet, because the love she held through it all could never suffer defeat. Submission at its finest, overthrowing the weak.
What?
Queen, take your place at the peak.
Huh.
Black woman, you have a voice. Speak.